All right, I won't do one more here. That kind of one of the songs that helped put old time music on phonograph records anyway. And I don't belong to the Chamber of Commerce in Danville, but they'd appreciate very much if I'd mentioned this. The wreck of the old 97 in Danville, Virginia. Back in the early part of this century, Southern Railroad had a contract with the U.S. government to haul the mail, and they were fined $100 every so many minutes the mail was late. And there was a run that ran from Washington down to Atlanta. Well, in September of 1903, a young man by the name of Joseph A. Brody, who for some reason got nicknamed Steve in the song, was going to make the run from Monroe, Virginia, down to Salisbury, North Carolina, on his run on the mail. And he had never run the train into Danville before. And at Danville, there was a huge trestle about 75 feet off the ground that curved, and the speed limit on the trestle was 15 miles an hour. Well, the song says he tried to take the trestle at 90 miles an hour. I seriously doubt he was doing 90, probably more like 40 or 45. I don't think old 97 would have done 90 if you had picked it up with a crane and dropped it. But at any rate, he had to get the train, and he was trying to make up lost time. And, of course, he had ruined his air brakes, running the train fast and then slowing down on the curves. And as he got into Danville, he started down that Lima grade, it's called. In the song, you hear people say it lines on a three-mile grade. But actually, at Lima, Virginia, L-I-M-A, there was a grade that ran down to the trestle. So it's really at Lima there was a three-mile grade. Anyway, as he started down that grade, he tried his air brakes. He had lost them. So he threw the engine into reverse. The engine jumped the tracks and fell off onto the cross ties and began bouncing down the cross ties and finally went off of the trestle. And, of course, he was found in the wreck, scalded to death by the steam. I had the privilege to talk to an old gentleman about 15 years ago. He was 94 years old at the time, and he was a teenager when the wreck occurred. He was, I think, 16 or so years old when the wreck occurred. And he told me that when he ran down to the wreck, he was sitting up on the bank with his girlfriend. And he said Danville was a quiet little community on a Sunday afternoon, you know, no noise or commotion to distract you there in town, no traffic or whatever. And he said he was sitting up near the trestle with his girlfriend, and he said all of a sudden he heard 97 making this awful commotion, knowing full well. And he said what he'd done is thrown it into reverse and locked the wheels. And he said the train jumped off the trestles there in front of he and his girlfriend sitting on the bank. It jumped off, and he said he jumped up and left her and ran down to the wreck. And he said the strange thing about the wreck that he would never forget was that as he ran into the wreck, he said there was all this hissing steam, you know, and the cry and pain of the guys who were scalded. And he said all of a sudden he heard this chirping of birds everywhere. And he said as the steam began to clear, he said there were canaries everywhere in and among the wreckage. And it turned out the train, as a part of the mail packages they had been carrying, was a crate of canaries. And, of course, the crates broke open and canaries were scattered everywhere in the wreck. And he said it was a very spooky, eerie thing that here was this pain and death and sweat and blood and agony with all this chirping of the birds in the background. What a contrast. In fact, we had a guy back about a month ago. You say one more song, Carl?
I think our time's up, Kenny.
We had a guy a couple of months ago who wrote to the local Chamber of Commerce there in Danville. He was writing a book on the wreck of the old 97. And he wanted to know if there were any descendants of those canaries left in Danville, too. So, the funniest story, though, that John Wiley told me, one quick one here. The funniest story that John Wiley told me about the wreck, though, was he worked in the cotton mill, number 3 weave room, right beside where the train wrecked. If you've ever seen any pictures of the train wreck, you'll notice in the corner a picture of a mill. Right in the corner of the picture, you will see the corner of the number 3 weave room. And the train came off. In fact, it only missed about 100 feet or so, sailing right into the number 3 weave room of Riverside Cotton Mills, or Dan River Mills. The old building's still there. At any rate, John Wiley worked in that weave room. He worked 60 hours a week from 6 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then from 6 to 3 on Saturday, 60 hours a week. And the weave room was the roughest work you could do. I know that. I worked in a weave room myself for a while, and that was the dirtiest, hardest work you could do in the cotton mill. Anyway, he worked in there 60 hours a week and made a total of $3.50 total for the whole week. John Wiley said that the story around Danville was that Steve Brody said he was going to put that engine into Spencer, North Carolina on time, or he was going to drop his engine into hell. John Wiley said 100 more feet and he would have made it. That was hell. Regular old 97. Now